This podcast is brought to you by On Track Studio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Taylor Lee podcast. I'm an online coach and mentor to business owners scaling in the online space through strategy, mindset, and energetic work. I'm so excited to finally bring you this podcast where you can expect elevated, conscious conversations diving into topics surrounding my life, business, mindset, energetics, money, conscious connections, as well as thought-provoking conversations. So my intention for this podcast is to incorporate a blend of solo episodes along with interviewing guests from diverse backgrounds. If this content is something you would like to hear more of, you can connect with me over on Instagram at Taylor Lee Coaching. Before I jump into the first episode, I want to give a quick disclaimer. I do swear. So if swearing is not your vibe, this podcast probably isn't for you. But I did just want to preface before I drop an F-bomb throughout this episode. Okay, so I think it's important that you guys know who I am, where I've come from, and all of the things surrounding that before that I jump into all of the content that's going to be throughout this podcast over this next season. So let's take a trip down memory lane. I'm just going to walk you through my journey, my university experience, and how I have landed in the business that I now have. So for me, I graduated high school and I went straight into university, as you do, and I went into a Bachelor of Communication, majoring in social media, minoring in marketing and creative advertising. So I have always loved business and I've always had a passion for business. My dad has owned a business for 18 years now, and I've just always been immersed in business conversations, and I fucking loved it. Like, I have truly freaking loved it. So I knew I always wanted to do something with business, hence why I chose the degree that I chose. So whilst I was at university and whilst I was studying, I decided to use some of my electives to be in some psychology-based subjects. And that's because I've always just loved mindset, the human brain, the human psyche, human behavior. I've truly just loved it. So it was really cool to blend both marketing and, you know, human psychology whilst I was at university and just to have a greater understanding of that. And it was really beneficial for my marketing subjects to understand human behavior when we're marketing. So that was really cool to immerse myself in that whilst I was at uni. Whilst I was in my first year of university, I also landed an internship at a local social media agency here on the Sunshine Coast. And that was a few months long, and it was so freaking cool to just be immersed in the field in which I was studying in my first year of university. So I learned so much from the girls there, and naturally I progressed into having my own freelance social media management business on the side whilst I was studying university. So I worked with a few local businesses. I worked with my dad's business and just got a lot of practice and worked in the back end of people's business on their marketing and on their social media, which I loved. As I naturally progressed through this for around 2 years, I would say, I found that although I was working for myself, I was, you know, choosing my hours, it was my business, I still found that there was an element that I felt like I was still working for someone else, which wasn't what I wanted to do. It being their business, they still had that element of control of like, hey, we don't want this content, we want this content, which kind of just took me out of like my creativity. And I found that I naturally progressed to more teaching and training in social media at the beginning of last year, which I really loved. I did lots of in-person trainings, working with people, just really training people up and elevating their skill set in social media, which I loved. And I was like, yeah, this is my thing. You know, like I wanted to train people and teach people how that they could elevate their marketing and how that they could elevate their social media. It was also too around this time that I really started pivoting into social media training, that I also fell into a lot of personal development work, or a couple of months prior, I would say. I believe it was October of 2021 was when I really started immersing myself in personal development work. I made my first ever big investment into myself. I remember it was a Cool to Be Conscious Day experience, which was a $350 investment, which I thought was just the biggest fucking investment at the time. And that was when I really started like really finding myself, if you will, I discovered breath work, and that day experience literally changed my life. I believe it was right before I turned 20 that I had that day experience. I remember it was like right before my 20th birthday, which was really cool. So the reason I say that is like, that's kind of my journey in terms of like, you know, the personal development mindset aspect. That's where that came along in my journey. And then I remember in March of last year, so 2022, I had a conversation with my best friend Riley, and at the time we had the intention of moving to the Gold Coast, which is around 2 hours away from where I live. And this was when I was really pivoting into social media training. I wanted to move it all online because I was doing training workshops in person. I was saying to Riley, I was like, oh, you know, like I'm stressed about the move, and you know, like if in the next year if I don't have the money or whatever it might be, but I think I keep forgetting that obviously the Gold Coast isn't just like nothing. If my business, you know, doesn't generate enough income, there's still another job there. Like, right, I can get a job at a cafe or whatever it might be. And she actually paused me in that conversation. I was driving the car at the time. This is just etched into my brain. And she was like, Taylor, why are you playing so small? I was like, what do you mean? Like, I'm just like being logical here. And we ended up having a conversation. And anyone that doesn't know Riley, she's actually a mindset coach, and she's now a mindset and predominantly business mentor. And we had a conversation, and she was like, where has this come from? And then we're going into like my conditioning, and then we're going into the limiting beliefs. I was like, oh, but like, what happens if it fails? And what about this? Like, so much was coming up for me, and we're just unpacking it and purely just bringing awareness to a part of myself that I hadn't even seen yet. And I was literally bawling my eyes out. Anyone that knows me knows I'm like so emotional. Like when I speak about my feelings, like I will probably cry. So yeah, I vividly remember that conversation. And it was maybe 2 weeks after I saw a coach tagged in something on Instagram. And I was like, fuck, maybe I need a coach. Like maybe I need someone, and just to work with someone to have conversations frequently, like the conversation I had with Riley, where that someone's holding me to a high standard and someone's calling me out on this bullshit where I'm purely playing small, and maybe someone as well that can give me some guidance with how the fuck to you know, transition my business online and do all of the things there. So I discovered India Vine, and anyone that doesn't know her, she's incredible. And I reached out to her to work with her. I filled out her application form, and it was a $1,000 deposit, which was a huge stretch. Like it actually was fucking huge. And I remember asking Dad for money at the time, and Dad was like, nope, if you want to make this work, you're going to make this work. I was like, okay, I will crack open my piggy bank. So that's exactly what I did. And I made the deposit, and I started working with her in April of 2022. And the mindset work that I had the intention of doing is exactly what we did, as well as, you know, the strategic work around really building a business. And I remember just asking so many how-to questions, where in actual fact, like I actually needed to do a lot of mindset work, and I needed to actually just do the thing that I knew I needed to do. I just didn't trust myself enough to do it. So when I first started with India, I didn't even have coach or like social media coach or anything along those lines in my bio on Instagram. Like I was terrified. Like I was so scared of judgment. I was so scared what like other people would think about me and if it didn't work. And you know, me talking on my Instagram stories felt fucking terrifying. Like that's exactly where I was at in that moment. And we did so much mindset work around that. And I fully just transcended so many stories in that time working with her, which was fucking incredible. And then fast forward to June of 2022, I launched my online coaching business. I like rebranded it all and really launched it as a personal brand that I was going to help you fucking elevate your socials, teach you how to integrate strategy whilst also working on your mindset, because I experienced so much around, you know, the fear of judgment and all of the things surrounding that, which a lot of my clients navigate through as well. So that happened. I onboarded my first 3 private clients, one of which is actually still with me. She's in my current mastermind at the moment. She's just an OG. I love her. And yeah, it's just been a natural progression from there. I think maybe a month after that, I launched my first ever masterclass. I think I got around 30 people in that, which is fucking insane. Like for my first ever masterclass, yeah, just friggin' insane. And then fast forward to now, I had a look on my website backend. I was like, how many people have I worked with over this 8 month period of business so far? And I've worked with close to 300 people, which is insane, both men and women, to whatever capacity that might be, whether it is masterclasses, programs, private coaching. I just can't believe I have worked with so many incredible people over such a short period of time. I have since ran 6 masterclasses, one of which was a joint masterclass with my best friend Riley, and housemate now as well. And it was really cool because at the time that we ran that, I actually hadn't seen any coaches doing anything joint together. So it was really cool to lead in that and run that with her. That was a fucking incredible experience. I have since ran two group programs, another two of which I'm currently launching. I have ran two masterminds, one of which I'm still currently running, a Voxer broadcast, which I'm still currently running. And I actually just passed six figures cash in my business yesterday, which is just so fucking exciting. And it's just so incredible that I've been able to build the business that I've been able to build over the past 8 months. But equally too, in that, it just makes sense. And it makes sense because I have chosen time and time again to show up, to invest in myself, and to show up when it hasn't been easy to do so. I've had a lot of projections thrown my way, and I've still chosen to anchor into knowing my truth and what I'm here to do. And that's create impact. That's to work with incredible people and just to literally teach everyone else in my world how to do the same, because this is evidence that it's fucking possible. Like, that's what I want you to land in right now. If you're listening to this, I remember listening to a podcast, like I said, when that I really kind of fell into personal development. And it was actually of my two close friends, Riley and Soph. They used to have a podcast together, and I listened to their podcast, and they had both built, and they still have incredible businesses. But I remember listening, and they were speaking to building six-figure businesses, both in their young 20s. And I was just fucking mind blown. But equally too, it was like, holy shit, if that's possible for them, it's possible for me. I just need to do what's required of me. And at the time, I found myself blaming a lot of external things. I can't have it because of X, Y, and Z. But it was in that moment that I hired India as my first mentor that I decided that I was actually going to take some responsibility and start fucking doing the thing. You know, like, there's so much power in actually just taking responsibility and actioning the steps. And my other piece that I want to touch on in this is, a year is a really fucking long time. In January of 2022, I literally had no idea, like, that I even wanted to take my business online or anything of that matter. And then to fast forward now in Feb, like, I have a six-figure business, which is just incredible. And I'm just so proud of myself. And we're only just going to grow and evolve from here. But I just want this to be evidence for you that you can do the same if you choose to show up differently. Okay, so for this next part of the episode, I've decided to pull out my five key lessons from my business journey so far. And I'm just going to speak to each point, and then I'll just like expand on each point as I go. Okay, so the first one, put yourself in proximity to people that are doing the thing. And this applies to both business and personal life. So it's so true, that quote where that you're a byproduct of the five people you surround yourself with most, right? If you are surrounding yourself with people that are out every single weekend, blowing their money on drugs and alcohol, you know, Sundays look like staying in bed all day and eating fast food, I can guarantee you're probably going to be the sixth. Right? Versus if you're surrounding yourself with humans that are, you know, up early every single day, they're working hard on their business, they're eating good, you're having conscious conversations, they're holding you to a high standard, I can guarantee you're going to be the sixth. Right? And I have so much evidence to support this. And last year is literally my entire business journey is evidence of this. Like, proximity is fucking everything. Right? And I want to speak to the conversation around having a coach or having a mentor. So it's actually a belief of mine that you don't need a coach and you don't need a mentor. You truly, it's not a need, right? And it's not something necessarily that you need at the start of your business journey. And in hindsight, I probably didn't need a coach at the very beginning. I could have done it, but in the same breath, a coach truly time collapses your journey. And the reason being is you have someone to plug into to literally be like, hey, have you navigated this before? This is what I'm struggling with. Like, how did you go about it? And you're not having to do the 10-step process that they potentially did. Rather, it's time collapsed into two steps because they know how to navigate the journey, right? So that's why it is just so important to put yourself in proximity to a coach, because they've been there, they've done the thing, they get it. And they're also normalizing really fucking big things for you, right? when you're seeing a coach that's, you know, built a million-dollar business, the conversation and the moves to build a million-dollar business is very normal for you, and you can see it for yourself because you've seen the behind the scenes of your own coach and mentor doing that, right? And I've actually just pulled up on my phone here because I was having this conversation with someone a few months ago actually about, you know, whether that you need a mentor or not. And some of the most successful people have all had mentors, and I've just Googled it here. And Mark Zuckerberg, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Steve Jobs was his mentor. Where are the other ones? Saint Laurent was mentored by Christian Dior. Warren Buffett mentored Bill Gates. Like, there's just so many in here, so many familiar names. There's so many as well that I'm like, I've never heard of this person before. But every successful person, Barack Obama had a mentor. Like, everyone here on this list has had a mentor. Every successful business person I know now has had a mentor, whatever capacity that might be, right? Like, I can even look, my dad has a family business, and his dad had a business of the same nature, and he mentored him. Like, and my own dad has mentored me to a certain degree as well with my business. So there's just so much power in having someone in your corner that just fucking gets it and can help you along the way, because it truly isn't easy. It's hard work. It actually does require blood, sweat, and tears. You get to build your business to a point where it's not that, and there certainly will be tears. But having someone that just gets you and holds you to a high standard is so fucking powerful. I like to look at having a mentor like as if you're rock climbing, right? Anyone that knows me knows I fucking love analogies. So here's my first analogy of the podcast is if you go rock climbing, I see a mentor as the person that's like the safety anchor, I believe they call it. I don't rock climb, so please correct me if I'm wrong. At the bottom, right? They've got like that safety rope attached at the bottom as you're climbing. And I see your mentor as someone that's like, hey, Taylor, make sure you go like a little left so that you dodge that. Or, you know, go right. Yeah, I'd move your foot here. Like, they're fully just guiding you, right? But at the end of the day, you're still climbing the rock wall. And at the end of the day, you still have the choice what like handhold you're going to grab, right? And second to that as well, if you fall, your mentor is holding that safety rope that like is going to catch you if you fall off the rock wall. You know, that's truly how I see it, because things go wrong in business, things go right wrong in life. And it's having someone that just fucking gets you and can hold you in the incredible times and in the wins in your bigness. And also having someone that can hold you in the shitty times, the hard times, navigating silence in business as well. So that's why it's just so powerful to be in proximity to a mentor. And second to that too, be in proximity with people in business. Like, whether that's in friendships, whether that you put yourself in proximity in a mastermind, like it's the same thing. Like, it's just normalizing expansive conversations and your brain constantly being thought provoked. You're so expanded. I'm currently in Felicity Morgan's mastermind at the moment, and we've been in there for nearly a month, I believe. And holy shit, like some of the questions that are being asked in there, some of the conversations that are going on in our Voxer chat alone is just like, I never would have thought to ask that, but now I have so much knowledge in that area. You know, it's that kind of thing where you're having conversations with friends and it's like, hey, what's going on in business? You can leverage this more. You can do this more. And it's having someone to hold you. And if it's like, hey, I'm launching something right now and it sounds like it's fucking crickets and I don't know what to do, it's having someone to hold you in those moments. Like, when you're in proximity to people that just get it, it's collective growth. Like, the momentum is freaking huge. It's literally like almost like horsepower. Like, I'm imagining like all of these horses pulling like this carriage. Like, when that there's numbers, there's so much power in it. It doesn't need to look like comparison all of the time or competition. Like, you actually get to benefit from having people around you that fucking get it and want the best for you and themselves as well. And you all get to have collective growth. Okay, the second thing that I want to speak to and something I want to normalize by speaking to this is on your business journey, you're probably going to lose people and you're probably going to cop a lot of projections. And it's just normalizing that. Some people aren't going to support you in your decisions. Some people are going to be triggered by your growth. Some people, you know, are going to project onto you and your business and have something to say, but you truly cannot let that get in the way of your growth. Your business growth truly starts with you and choosing better for yourself, right? analogy number two coming in. I like to think of it like we're all a ship in the ocean, right? And if you've got constant little holes in your ship, you've got really fucking big holes in your ship, you're not going to be able to move as fast as a boat that doesn't have any holes. And you're also not going to be able to hold as much as a boat that doesn't have any holes, right? So if you are currently entertaining friendships in your life, you're currently entertaining a relationship in your life, you're currently still, doing X, Y, and Z habit that's actually not supporting your evolution, I see them as holes in your ship, and you can actually choose to plug these holes, right? If a friendship's no longer aligned and someone really doesn't fucking support you and it doesn't feel good for you to be in that friendship anymore, it actually looks like having a conversation and being fucking honest about how you're feeling and cleaning that up. Sometimes it doesn't look like necessarily ending the friendship. It actually looks like setting some boundaries potentially. So that's my second point, is like you're going to lose people, you're going to cop projections, but it's like choosing a higher standard for yourself, into like implementing boundaries and like plugging the holes in your ship so you can move forward and so you can hold more in your business. Okay, my third point. Your dreams are nothing without action. Action is the most important step when it comes to if manifesting is the word that you like to use. Without action, it's nothing. Right? You can make the vision board, you can say the affirmations in the mirror, but without actually doing what's required of you, you're not going to land yourself there. I see it like this. If you're looking at your vision board right now and it has photos that represent, conscious connections with people, a business, money, a brand new car, a different living situation, whatever it might be, you actually have to choose to see that for yourself. Know that that's literally what's going, you're going to manifest that into your life, but you have to take the steps and do what is required of you in order to get there. And sometimes that's not going to be easy. For example, if we want to speak to friendships, it looks like I want to attract more conscious friendships into my life. You need to zoom out, look at whether you're currently entertaining friendships that you don't want to be friends with in the next 5 years. And see why that you're still choosing to entertain them, right? Uncomfortable conversations, potentially like being lonely and letting go of safety nets, but that's actually what's required of you in order to have space for high level friendships to come into your life. If that you want to build a business, you can't sit and wait for the business to fall into your lap. Invest in a coach if that's what feels good for you. Invest into programs. Start an Instagram, start providing value on your Instagram, start taking actionable steps in order to get there. You can't be entitled to think that just because you put it on a vision board that it's going to land in your lap. And I know that's direct, but it's truly what is required. And like I was speaking to, like sometimes it's not going to be easy. I remember building my business in the first few months in particular. It literally looked like, I remember waking up at like 4 or 4:30. I would get ready for work. I would go to a cafe and I would sit on my laptop and work for a bit, or I would watch content from programs and masterclasses that was in. And then I would drive my 30-minute commute to work. And then I would work for 8 to 9 hours. And then I'd potentially stay back in the office, do a bit more on my business. And then I would drive home. I would train. It was long days and I probably didn't have like a huge social life at the time, but I still fucking lived my life. But it's because I chose like to clean things up that I was entertaining that weren't serving my evolution. So I was willing to do what was required of me to invest my time and energy to fucking build a business. I've seen growing up my dad have a business, and I know what's required to be a business owner, and it's not fucking easy, and it's not sunshine and rainbows all of the time. Something I hear, not frequently, but it's something I hear is, oh, it's just easier for her. She's lucky, or whatever it might be. But it's because you're choosing to look at all of the highlights and not choosing to see whether it was actually hard for them. You're not choosing to see the years of building a business behind the scenes, the years of mindset work, the shit that people had to see within themselves and doing all of the steps that were required. It's a convenient narrative to lean on that's like, oh, it was just easier for them, because that means that you don't have to do the thing because that you're quote unquote not lucky, right? When in actual fact, they're just the ones that took the actionable steps to build the business of their dreams. So I know that's direct, but it's so fucking important. And another thing I want to add to this like piece around manifesting and like, you know, bringing your dreams into reality is a year is a really long time, as I mentioned before. So don't cap what you can achieve. And someone asked me the other day, like, what are your goals for this year and all of the things? I know how I want to feel this year and I know what I want like this year to kind of look like, but I don't have like specific things that I'm like, cool, I want to hit this amount of like money in my business. I want to work with this amount of clients. I want to, you know, do X, Y, and Z. I don't really have that because I truly believe it almost puts a glass ceiling on what I can achieve. And last year is evidence of that, that like you can truly achieve so much within a year. So I just want to know, like, I just know rather that this year is just going to be fucking huge. I know like logistically a few things that I'm going to be integrating in my business, some more in-person events and all of the things there. But I just want to feel so fucking happy in my business. I want to continue working with clients that just are so soul aligned and it just feels so good plugging into Voxer every morning with my clients. I want to run programs that are just going to create impact and I just want to feel freaking good. I just want to live my life and feel good. I want to be able to travel and work and just like deepen my relationships with my friends, with my partner, with my family. Like that's what I want this year to be. And I don't need to have specific goals that I need to tick off just to like kind of stroke my ego that it's like, yeah, I did that thing. Does that make sense? And that's what I would say for goal setting is like, I would set like a 5-year plan and watch yourself achieve it in a year. Like truly watch yourself achieve it in a year when that you stop putting like certain timelines on when things need to be achieved. Okay. My fourth point, you have to be willing to invest. And this can look like financial investments. This can look like energetic investments, but you have to be willing to invest in yourself and in your business. Now, I'm not saying you need to throw 100K into your business when you first start your business. Invest within your means and invest with what is like a stretch for you at the time, but invest into programs that are going to expand your mind, that are going to expand your business. Invest in a mentor that's going to hold you to a high standard. Invest in things that are going to support your evolution as a human, that are also going to support your business, right? It's a cool belief of mine that like, the way we do one thing is the way we do another. So if you're evolving the human that you are, if you're evolving your mindset, that's your business is going to be a direct reflection of that, right? And something I want to bring into this conversation of investing, especially when we speak to financial, I think it's really important to take note that like, you don't need to be investing hundreds and thousands like the mentors that you're potentially watching on Instagram. If for you right now, investing in a masterclass is a stretch, invest in that masterclass and rewatch it 5 times over until you're ready for the next thing. Investing into 101 programs that you don't even end up watching the content isn't actually doing anything. Just because you're investing the money doesn't mean it's going to come back. It's actually knowing that like, cool, I'm investing my money, yes, but I'm also investing myself into being immersed in this program, absorbing the information and then integrating what I'm learning. At the end of the day as well, if you're building a business, you need to build a profitable business. And that's not to say that you need to have these fucking enormous profit margins when you first start your business. I'm not saying that at all. But I like to look at it as like, you still need to have more coming in than going out when that you're established in your business. Of course, at like the start, you know, the starting months, like when that you're really in that building phase, it may not look like that. But please just know it is so important that if you're building a business, you truly need to be investing within your means. Okay, my fifth and final point for today's episode is kind of 2 points in one. I'm cheating a little bit here, but building my emotional intelligence and becoming a more congruent human being, focusing on the human that I am, has elevated my business beyond words. Like truly, when I look at, you know, the growth of my business, it hasn't been due to slapping on a strategy onto like a cooked mindset and being a cooked human. Like strategy is not going to fix that. Like truly, there's a time and place for strategy and integrating that to elevate things in your business, but you can't like just, you know, slap on this strategy and fucking hope for the best because it's truly not going to work. And trust me when I say that, building my emotional intelligence, I want to speak to firstly has just, I literally have no words. Like I just went silent for a bit there because when I first started my business, if I launched an offer, for example, and you know, no one was moving into it, I would have made that mean a million and one things about me and what I was creating. I literally would have spiraled and been like, fuck, I'm not good enough. And all of the things, where now I've just like been able to build this like emotional intelligence where I can actually zoom out and be like, oh, okay, like cool. There's like crickets, but people are having their process. And you know, how can I actually start moving the needle in this? What else can I do to show up in my launch? Like I've actually just got this emotional intelligence because I don't spiral and have a breakdown every time that something goes wrong in my business. Second to this too, I've also built this ability to hold duality in things. I can have something going wrong in my personal life. I can be navigating something in my personal life, and I can also still have the ability to still show up in my business, still hold my clients, and just still be a fucking business owner whilst also navigating something hard behind the scenes. Like I've built my my capacity to hold that. And it's just like, there's so much to mindset work and building your emotional intelligence in building your business and elevating the human that you are first. And I want to speak to this second piece around being a congruent human, being in integrity. Like if I'm a business mentor, and I can't even make my bed in the morning, I can't even drink my water for the day, I'm not moving my body, it actually doesn't make sense for people to be investing in me whilst I'm leading my life like that behind the scenes. My clients and people in my world can know and feel that I'm not who I say I am. I'm just who I am. And they can trust that. They can trust that I am my word. I can say I'm going to do something and I'm going to fucking do it. Where if I'm still playing in this frequency of like, oh yeah, I'll train today. And then like, I just don't end up training for 4 days. Like my business is going to be a direct reflection of that energy. Safety is the number one human need when we're investing into something, and safety comes from trust, right? So if your clients can't even trust you to be who you say that you are, they're not going to invest into you. And that's like where your business is, right? That's like the undercurrent of your business. And this applies to any business, whether you're a coach or whatever you might be. If you're not leading your life behind the scenes that you're showing the human that you are on the scenes, it's going to catch up to you eventually. It truly catches up. I've seen this in so many other businesses and other examples as I've grown up is, you know, I've always kind of like referred to it as like, oh, that's like karma. But I truly believe it's like when you're being an incongruent human that's not in integrity, it catches up to you eventually. So I highly recommend, especially if you're at the beginning of your business journey, like start integrating just being your fucking word. And you get to clean this up and you get to refine this at every level. I'm still refining it at every level. It's like, oh, cool. How can I like elevate more? You know, how can I clean things up more in my life? And my business is a direct reflection of it. Like truly, the way you do one thing is the way you do another. And your business is going to be a direct reflection of the way that you lead your life, both on the scenes and behind the scenes. The way that you show up in your friendships, the way that you show up in your relationships, the way that you do everything, your business is going to be a direct reflection of that. Your external world reflects what's going on internally. Right. So once that you can actually do the internal work, and that, you know, looks like doing shadow work, it looks like doing mindset work, like then your external world fucking reflects that. And sometimes it looks like holding the energy of that and just continually showing up, continually doing the thing, even when it doesn't feel like it's working. But trust me, when you hold the energy of that and you continue staying in integrity, your business and your external world is going to reflect that. Okay, so to wrap up this episode, I asked over on my Instagram for you guys to jump in with some questions for me to answer on my first podcast episode. So I'm just going to quickly go through some of these questions and then we will wrap up the first episode of the Taylor Lee podcast, which is just so fucking bizarre to say out loud. This is just something I've wanted to do for the longest time. But I was saying to Soph, a friend of mine who's also owns the podcast studio that I'm recording on Track Studio, by the way, quick shout out, Soph. I was saying, I don't want to do a podcast unless I'm doing it properly. I actually came in the other day and recorded this episode and I was just like, no, I'm not happy with it. Like I want this to be so fucking good. And now I'm like in the flow of it. I trust that all my other episodes will just be a first time is a charm. But yeah, I've been wanting to do this, but I wanted to do it fucking right. And anyone that's like seen on my Instagram, the behind the scenes here, I've got like the headset on, the mic, like it's a very proper setup. So I'm doing it right. And I'm just so excited to finally be here. So first question, how do you utilize mentorship to expand your business, human, mindset, all of the things? So this is a fucking incredible question, firstly. And what I would say is now I'm at a space with mentorship where it doesn't always having to look like, you know, what's going wrong? What can I fix? How do I do this? Like, although there is absolutely time and space for that, and I would still plug in with those kind of questions, I'm more at a space now where I get to plug into a mentor that has just like, my mentor currently in the mastermind that I'm in is Felicity Morgan, and she's built a multi-million dollar business. Like, I get to plug in to her mindset and her strategy and just like what she did to get there. You know, I get to plug into the way in which that she leads her life. I'm like, oh, cool. Like, when you landed in this level, what came up for you? How did you navigate that? Like, you get to plug in to her mindset and her experience, which is just like fucking crazy to me that you have the ability to do that. So that's how I'm expanded by it, because again, big numbers are just like so normalized. That's how I'm expanded. I'm expanded by the conversations of other people in the mastermind, asking things I wouldn't have even thought to ask. So that's what I would say there, is that's how I'm truly expanded by plugging into mentorship at this current point. Do you have any specific 2023 business goals? Okay, so this kind of ties back to what I was saying around, you know, like the manifesting, action, goal setting, all of the things. I don't have anything specific. I truly just know how I want this year to look and feel. I know that I'm bringing some in-person things into my business, which I'm so excited about. But yeah, I just want to continue to bring out offers and programs that are just like so me to my core, teaching things that I'm just so embodied in. Yeah, I'm just like, and just continue working with the incredible people that I'm working with, you know, attracting new clients, all of the things. I'm just excited for Taylor Lee Coaching to just really elevate to another level this year. I'm not sure what that's going to look like in terms of, you know, like the external things to reflect that. But I just know I just want to continue to elevate the person that I am, elevate the business that I am, and bring my clients along for the incredible journey. Okay, next question. How has your journey in dance impacted your masculine and feminine energy? This is a cool question. So anyone that follows me on Instagram would know I have started doing some private dance classes with Katie. She's from the Sunshine Coast as well. I've also done some of her group classes too. I did that, I think I started the end of last year, which was really cool. I really wanted to do it to be in my feminine energy more. I really am someone that's like quite masculine. I'm always like do, 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 what's next, you know? And I really wanted to be more in the energy of like actually just like going with the flow, receiving, whilst also just being a beginner at something, to be honest. Like I kind of was always in this mindset, like I never want to do something that I'm not good at. So it was actually like kind of just dissolving that fear and just like allowing myself to not be good at something and just fucking have fun and enjoy the journey. So that's what I would say, is I've just like learned how to really tap into a lot more self-trust, I would say, in dance, and just like trusting myself. Like, you know, if you fuck up in the dance, like, are you going to like make it mean something about yourself and like, you know, kick up a stink? Or are you actually just like gonna go along with the flow and just like trust yourself to like go back to the choreography, like in the point of the song that you knew? It's also really elevated my confidence as well. Like having, it's one thing to like dance in the mirror with someone next to you, and then it's another thing to have that person in front of you with a camera in your face while you've got to like try and remember the choreography and also like look down the lens of a camera. Like, it's the most terrifying thing, but it's just elevated my confidence so much. I can just put on my phone now and just go live on Instagram. I can do talking stories. I can run masterclasses just to a whole nother level by having like elevating my self-trust and my confidence doing dance. And I think as well, dance is just a really good analogy for business. And what I mean by this too is like, I saw a quote the other day, and if that you're on the dance floor, the point of being on the dance floor isn't to get to the end of the dance, right? It's actually to go along with all of the motions and do the dance, tell the story, have other people watching you dance and go through the whole motions of the dance and of the choreography, right? And the same thing applies to business. The point of business isn't just to get to the end. It's actually to go through the motions. Yes, you might fuck up. There's going to be slow parts. There's going to be fast parts. Like, it's going to be an entire journey, but that's the point of the dance, right? And that's the point of business. So I thought that was a really cool analogy that I wanted to bring in. But yeah, it's helped me so much, not necessarily to, you know, like the masculine feminine energy side too much. Obviously it's helped me like really tap into my feminine, which is like your confidence, but it's just fucking like elevated my self-trust more than anything. And just like allowing myself to be a beginner and not be good at something. So that's been really cool to land in. Okay, a little personal question. I feel like everyone just wants to know the tea on my partner. How and when did you meet your partner, a little bit about him, etc. So I met him a few months ago now. I was at the gym training and I needed a spot on shoulder press, and he was nearby me and I was like, hey, do you mind spotting me? And he like just spotted me, didn't know his name or anything. Like, it was just like a very quick interaction rather. And then 2 weeks later, I think, or around about that time, I was at the gym and I saw him again, and I took like full transparency, I didn't need another spot. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to train shoulders again and I'm going to ask him for a spot. So I started training shoulders and I went over to him. I was like, hey, do you mind spotting me? I introduced myself and we spoke a little bit, got to know him slightly. And then that was that. And I was like, fuck, this guy needs to just ask me for my number or something. And then it was like at the end of the workout, actually, I was doing some kind of exercise. And then he came over to me and was like, hey, can I grab your Instagram? Grab my Instagram. We actually went for a beach walk that afternoon. And then a few days later, he took me out for dinner. And it's just like the rest is history. Like, we've just clicked instantly. He's just like the most crack up human. And I think for such a long time, I always thought that, you know, being someone that's like conscious and like knows all the language to things and, you know, goes deep with my friendships and goes super deep with like my clients, like, I thought that's what I needed in a relationship. But what I truly needed in a relationship was someone that was just like fucking there for me, was grounded, would hold me to a high standard, would make me laugh, and like just fucking gets me. And it doesn't have to look like every 2 minutes we're going super deep into like, oh, like, you know, why did this play out in a relationship? Like, what's this mean? Like, we have our time and our space for our deep conversations, but it's not that 24/7. And I absolutely had that expectation that that's what it needed to be with a partner. But like, he is just the most grounded, conscious person without even knowing it. And he just makes me literally the happiest person, like truly, like in his energy, he's just a fucking vibe. And he would just do anything and everything for you. It's honestly just the funnest. Anyone that doesn't know, I currently live with my best friend and her partner T. And when Isaac comes over, it's just like four best friends hanging out. It's just an absolute vibe of a time. In terms of like a little bit about him, he is a Sparky, which like we love a tradie. And yeah, he's just been on the coast for most of his life as well, his whole life, I think. And yeah, I want to speak to like, this is a perfect example of proximity and putting yourself in proximity to people. Like, I wasn't going to find like my dream person out at a nightclub if that I never really go out clubbing, right? Like, it actually just wouldn't make sense. Our values would probably be different. It just like wouldn't be aligned. So it actually just makes sense that I met him at the gym training. Like, we both trained together. We both have that interest. We both want to take care of our health and fitness and all of the things there. So it actually just makes sense. Okay, another question. Re Isaac, which we love. He's getting his moment of fame on the podcast. What did your partner think of your business when you met, and how has this changed over time? So I explained my business to him, and I feel like most people, when that you explain like coaching, if that they're not in the industry, he just like stared at me kind of blankly and like was a little bit confused. I explained it more, and like as we've been together, he's like gotten it more and more. But he doesn't need to understand it. He doesn't need to know the ins and outs. Like, I saw my best friend, Christine, actually posted this on her Instagram the other day. Her partner is a diesel mechanic, I believe. And she said, I don't try and understand, you know, his job, how things work, like the same way that he doesn't need to understand mine. I was like, that is just such a perfect way of putting it. Is like, Isaac fucking supports me in it. He is proud of me and he like adores me in it. He's like, fuck, it's just so cool that you do this. And that's all I need. That's all I need is like him to support me in it and be proud of me in it. And yeah, that's kind of what his thoughts were, was just like, fuck, it's cool that you do this. Like, and that's all it really needed to be. Okay, final question. I'd love to know your top three investments from the year so far or from last year. So my first that like comes to mind is definitely the mastermind I'm in with Felicity. I think that was at the time for me a 22K investment, which is freaking huge. But like so freaking worth it. Like so worth it. Even my growth in business over the past month, like is actually insane, being in that space and just being expanded in that space, being held to such a high standard. We had one of our group calls the other day, and that call, like my heart was literally just cracked wide open. And it was just like, fuck, this is just so much deeper than just business. It's like not these calls on like strategy all the time. It's actually just like fully being witnessed as the human that you are and seeing that everyone else in this space is also a human and we're all just navigating like life and business together. And yeah, it's just fucking incredible. And just being a part of all of her programs included with that as well is just insane. She's just so intelligent. The way she does business is incredible. And the way that she leads her life is also incredible. I just admire her so much. So I'm just so grateful to be a part of that space. Second to that, I would probably say like this is included in that investment, but I invested in this program last year as well. So it's my second time doing Conscious Baddie with Flick, and it's a shadow work course. I believe it's like 11 calls this year. So like each call is a topic, and shadow work has just changed my life. Like truly changed my life. Like you see some shit, like there's love and light personal development work, you know, like do your affirmations and do this and like, you know, like that fluffy kind of stuff. But like shadow work is like pretty gnarly, and you see shit and you're like, ooh, I thought I was a very honest person. Turns out I'm a big fat liar. Like that's like the energy of shadow work is like you see shit that like you don't even know you're doing until that you're like immersed in the work. So that was definitely one of my favorite investments last year and doing it again this year, obviously. And then I would say as well, like for the third one is actually investing into moving out of home. And it has just been so cool. Like I have just grown so much as a human. I think as we all do when that, you know, you leave the nest, if you will. And you're like, you got to adult, you know, like, the amount of times I've like called mom and dad since moving out, I'm like, oh my God, I have to do this. Like I have to organize like the mower man to come over, you know, like it's things like that. That's cool. It's just like being in your own energy and just like taking next levels of like responsibility and just, we're in such a beautiful home. I just love my house. Like it's stunning. Like I just wake up every day. I'm like, fuck yeah. Like what a day to be alive. And just living with my best friend. Like it's just like the frequency of our house is just such a vibe. Like I just love it. Like that's definitely, it's obviously an investment moving out. So although it doesn't necessarily apply to business directly, it absolutely does. But yeah, that's probably my third and final like investment that's been my favorite investment this year. So yeah, I think that I'm just going to wrap up this episode here. I feel like I have been riffing for a while, but yeah, thank you all so much for tuning in. I am just, like I said, so fucking excited to finally be kicking off this podcast. It's just going to be an epic season. There's going to be more than one season, but like, I'm just focusing on what we've got here so far. I've just got so many cool guests planned that I'm going to bring in. And it's just going to be some really cool conversations. Like I mentioned, if you want to connect with me or you want to work with me, you can find me over on Instagram at Taylor Lee Coaching. I've also got a free Facebook community that I plug into. I go live in there. I share things. There's discounts and all of the fun things. You can find that via my Instagram. If you just click on my link in my bio, that will take you to the Facebook group. It's Connect with Taylor Lee Coaching. So I'm going to leave it there, but I hope you all have an incredible rest of your day whenever that you're listening to this episode, if you're out on a walk, in the car, whatever it might be. I'm just so grateful to have you all here. I love you so much, and I will catch you in next fortnight's episode. Oh.